This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Solar power followed party lines at the first presidential debate. Here's Democrat Hillary Clinton.
We can deploy a half a billion more solar panels. We can have enough clean energy to power every home. We can build a new modern electric grid.
And a response from Republican Donald Trump.
She talks about solar panels. We invested in a solar company, our country. That was a disaster. They lost plenty of money on that one.
As far as public policy goes, Democrats tend to push for renewable energy, while Republicans are more likely to press for oil exploration. Solar Pulse partnered with Priceonomics and discovered a different split on the ground. Homes in Republican-leaning areas are five times more likely to install solar panels than in Democratic strongholds over the past 5 years. Matthew Hirsch is a writer and editor for Solar Pulse who looked into the numbers. Matthew, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Five times more Republican than Democratic household, which really defies a lot of political and social stereotypes, I think I'm safe to say. So break that down. Where and how did you get these numbers?
We got the numbers from data on California solar adoption. It looked at districts that vote Democrat and Republican. I think the data set started in 1997 and went up until a couple of years ago. And so what we found was more than one in 100 households in Republican districts bought solar panels or actually adopted solar. They might have used solar leases instead of solar purchasing. As compared to one in 500 households in Democratic districts, those numbers, mind you, are still really small. But what it showed, as you said earlier, was that five times as many homeowners in Republican districts are going solar.
Now, California does produce more energy from rooftop solar than any other state. Does the data apply only in California?
The data set we looked at was only in California because that's the most robust data set. We think the conclusions apply nationwide in a bunch of the research that we've done for other articles on Solar Pulse in partnership with Priceonomics reflects the solar industry nationwide. This data set, though, really looked just at California.
So you looked into what might account for the difference. What are some of the questions you asked? Income?
Well, first, just on party lines. We didn't want to stop just at the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We looked at moderate Democrats versus moderate Republicans. There's a kind of a benchmark that you can use when pulling census data from districts. And so we were able to create a bit of a spectrum there.
Based on who they elect to Congress and local seats?
That's correct. So we looked at policy differences. We looked at income. And then finally, just to fast forward to, I think, for me, the most insightful conclusion, we looked at geography, very simply, which parts of the state get the most sun, which parts of the state have more population density versus less. Spoiler alert, that last metric was really telling.
Let's begin with income. What was the difference that you found there? Are people who are wealthier more likely to purchase solar panels?
No, and the question of whether people are wealthier, whether they're more likely to purchase solar, was another Priceonomics and Solar Pulse article that we did earlier. We found that that's not exactly the case. The Democratic districts in California had income of about $8,000 a year more on average per household than in Republican districts, so it didn't break down simply as homeowners with more money go solar. That was not the case.
How about home ownership? Of course, if you're renting, you're less likely to put solar panels on top of your roof.
That's true today, and that's, you know, one of the most interesting things about going through this process for me was we're taking a snapshot of an industry at this very moment, you know, looking backwards, where most people who are going solar own homes, most people who are going solar have great credit, and that's going to change really, really quickly. So I just wanted to stop for a second and say, you know, this is an interesting look at where the industry is now, and we should remember this moment because we're at a major turning point where very soon people who are renters are going to be able to go solar much more easily.
Well, so you were taking measurements of strongly Republican and strongly Democratic areas in Northern and Southern California, respectively. So you can tell how people vote, but not necessarily ideologically or what would lead them to purchase a solar installation for their home. Do you have any indications?
Well, in terms of ideology, there have been public opinion polls done on the solar industry going back a really long time now, at least the last 5 years, showing over 90% of people, regardless of ideology, support more access to solar energy. So you know, there are some questions we didn't really have to delve into, I think, with this research. We know that that regardless of party preference, more homeowners and more renters want to go solar.
In the public policy arena, there is a lot of rhetoric or conversation about alternative energy in general, solar in particular, pitches that positions it as a political, even a partisan issue. Why do you think there's such a disconnect from what's going on the ground and public policy platforms?
I'll try not to get too political, I think, in my response. I think the conversation that happens in Washington, D.C., and the conversation that happens, for example, in my community or the communities that I've visited as a solar energy reporter since 2009, they're very, very different. And it's great that people in Washington are talking about solar energy and renewable energy, because for a very long time, including the first several years that I was writing about and reporting on the solar industry, you know, things are really changing now. So I think there's a lag. I think even when you hear Democratic Party politicians come and speak to the solar industry, they're speaking from talking points. I think they're getting dribs and drabs of information about what's changing in the industry. But as I just said, I mean, things are happening so fast. And so if your talking points are 6 months old, for people in the industry, you know, that sounds like they're coming from, you know, from prehistoric times.
Matthew, thank you for speaking with us.
Pleasure.
Matthew Hershey's a writer and editor for Solar Pulse, and you can read the results of Solar Pulse's research with Priceonomics at Priceonomics. There's a link at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.